Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Ever feel like your relationships are a bit chaotic? Like you're constantly giving, 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 and sometimes it feels like you're left with nothing but an empty cup of coffee and a longing for some peace and quiet? Yeah, I get it. Relationships can be beautiful, enriching things, right? But they can also be draining, especially when boundaries feel blurry and you're not quite sure where you ends and everyone else begins. That's what we're diving into today, building healthy boundaries in relationships. Because honestly, setting those limits isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and a happy, sustainable connection with the people you care about most. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you create clear, respectful boundaries, leaving you feeling more confident, balanced, and yes, even a little less stressed. First up, recognize your needs. This might seem obvious, but often, we get so caught up in the demands of others that we forget what we actually need. Think about it. What are your non-negotiables? What activities energize you? When do you feel most fulfilled? Understanding your own needs is the foundation for setting boundaries because it allows you to say yes to things that truly matter and no to things that drain you. Next, communicate clearly. Vague language can lead to confusion and resentment. Don't be afraid to directly express your limits and expectations. Use I statements to avoid sounding accusatory. Try something like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, so I need to prioritize my own time. Third, practice saying no. This can be tough, but remember, saying no is not a rejection of the person. It's a statement of self-respect. It's about protecting your energy and ensuring you have time for things that are important to you. Fourth, set realistic expectations. Relationships require effort from both sides, but don't expect perfection. There will be times when boundaries get tested, so be prepared to adjust and communicate openly with the other person. Finally, prioritize self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no to others. They're also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book or simply enjoying a quiet evening at home. You know that feeling when you finally get a moment to breathe? When the chaos subsides and you feel centered and grounded, that's what healthy boundaries can do for you. They create space for peace, self-reflection, and genuine connection. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was constantly exhausted because she felt obligated to say yes to every request from her friends and family. She was always the one organizing events, making dinner, and lending a helping hand. But somewhere along the way, she realized that this constant giving was taking a toll on her own well-being. So, Sarah started setting boundaries. She learned to politely decline invitations when she needed time for herself, and she communicated her needs more clearly to her loved ones. It wasn't always easy. There were some initial pushbacks, but over time, Sarah found that people respected her boundaries, and her relationships became healthier and more fulfilling. So, remember, friends, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncaring. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up fully in your relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. Maybe a friend struggling with setting boundaries or someone feeling overwhelmed by their commitments. And as always, keep those thoughts and conversations coming. Leave a review, share your insights on social media. Let's build a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, remember to prioritize your well-being, set those boundaries, and embrace the beautiful chaos that is life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.